going to keep her on the line with us, so the phone's just going to act like I ain't on it for a second. Then I'll be able to merge the two calls. So
okay,
on.
Perfect. I'll be here. Let me know when we're ready to go.
All right. Okay, Sam.
All right, I'm here.
All right, Sam, this is Geraldine. Geraldine, this is Sam.
Hi, Geraldine, how are you?
Good, how are you?
She is at the office. If you should have to speak back to her, her phone number is 919-876-9144.
Okay.
All right, now, if Geraldine, you got access to the AOL account, she's got access to everything of mine.
Okay.
She's like my daughter. I trust her with everything.
All right.
Tell her what you need, and y'all go at it. I'm just listening.
Okay, perfect. So, Geraldine, I need a couple things. It's a few bank statements. I can kind of walk you through it right now and just kind of get a list. So, there are three bank accounts. For the first bank account, it is the account ending in 0379. I need the September bank statement.
Okay.
All right. And then for the next bank account, it is the account ending in 7653. I need the September and October bank statements. All right, and then the third bank account is the account ending in 6989. For that one, right now I have August, September, and October. I'm not sure when this account was started, but if it was started before that, I would need at least May, June, and July bank statements for the 6989 account.
Okay.
Sorry, it's a lot, it's a little scrambled all over the place, but trying to make it as easy as possible.
That's okay, I'm writing them down, so.
Okay.
Now, Jeff, did you see his email, where he emailed us, or can you send her a link to send it to you?
Yeah, I can do that. Geraldine, what's the best email address for you?
I check ProTire 1.
Oh, okay, I have that one.
Okay,
so what I'll do, I know you just made a list. I'll send you an email with that same list, and you can just reply back to that with the bank statements for me.
Okay. What is your phone number, just in case?
Yeah, absolutely. So my number is 858-779-0425.
And are you going to send the email, or?
Yeah, I can send the email right now.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll send it over to you. Just reply back with those bank statements when you have them all in, and I will confirm when I receive them from you. If you have any questions in the meantime, you can go ahead and just give me a call.
Yeah, okay, I will.
Okay, perfect. Well, that does it for me. Wayne, are you still on the line?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay, hey Wayne, I do have a couple quick questions for you, if you have a minute. And
I got 15 minutes, no problem.
Okay, cool. And Geraldine, thank you for your help. I'm going to send the email right now.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
All right, thanks a lot. All right, so Wayne.
Yes.
Okay, real quick rundown here. I just want to kind of get us on the same page. Do you have an idea of how much you were looking to get?
Well, what I got is I got two existing type phone things, right? One is through a credit card slip, they call it. They're taking 20% of my credit cards right now. And therefore, that's the new credit card company that I told you I got.
Oh, okay.
Now, I asked them on the phone for something, you know, I go on BidSpy.com and I can see everything that happens every day. It's real upfront. It was very high money. I'm not mad at them. They done what they said they was going to do. They didn't lie to me, you know.
Uh-huh.
This other company, they have so far done what they said they were going to do. It's just really hard to track, and it makes it a pain. I want to pay both of those off, and I'm going to have I got $80,000 with BizBuy, and with them, I got probably $40 to $45. I can't really tell. They're supposed to give me a weekly update or something. I ain't got nothing from them, so I'm kind of concerned at this point with them.
Okay. Do you know the name? Well, I'm sorry. What was the name of that company?
They called it Integrity. And they got like three names because everybody I talk to has got a different name.
Oh, they keep it confusing.
Right. The people that actually set up the funding was Elevation Capital.
Okay.
And the credit card thing is Integrity funded.
I understand. Okay.
And the initial one was like JD Merchant Cash.
Okay, I got notes on all of it. All right, so looking to pay those off, and then how much? You know, are you looking for additional capital as well, like for operating capital?
I was trying to, after I paid those off, I'd love to get about 1 month of sales. In other words, about $85,000 on top of it. I don't know what I'll be able to get, but that's what I think I should have.
Okay, you said you wanted to try to get 85 on top of it?
Right.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what again was that going to be used for?
That is going to be used for customer acquisition. And I was going to keep about $30,000 of it in the bank just to use as a cushion.
Okay, I gotcha.
It's actually to grow my AR account so that I can have some more companies on file that only pay like net 30.
Okay, so let me see. Okay, I got the balances. I got what we're shooting for the extra cash. Now I just got to get the remaining bank statements, and I'll be able to put it all together. I'm not sure how much I'm going to be able to give for you right now just because I don't have all the bank statements. So I'm going to have to compile all of those together, get an idea of what the cash flow looks like, and then underwriting should be able to get me an answer. I'm hoping to get something this afternoon for you. I know we're trying to push it along. So as soon as I get the bank statements, I'm going to move it along. So what we're going to do is I'm going to get everything submitted in, and then like I told you yesterday, we're going to have an underwriter give you a call a little later today to go over the file with you.
That'll be great. Is there any way that you text me or tell me that they're calling, because I
absolutely
so many unknown phone calls.
Oh yeah.
It's becoming a job just answering the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. What I'll do, I'll send you a text message right before they call.
Yeah, because if not, I might not answer.
Yeah.
I don't recognize the number.
No problem. I do the same thing.
Yeah. So I really do appreciate it. I do. And what do you think? How am I looking at what you've seen and your experience so far?
To be honest with you, Wayne, I think it's going to be a stretch to try to get that full approval to pay off both of the current balances and get that total amount that you're looking for. It's not impossible. I've seen it happen before. I just think it's going to be a stretch. So we might be coming in with something a little lower than that. But whatever it is, I'm going to make sure that, you know, it's going to make sense for you. If it's a smaller amount to begin with, what I want to do is set it up so we can at least get you a small amount to establish a relationship, and then get you more cash in a couple months.
Well, that's what I'm kind of worried about. Here is the whole scope.
Sure.
Don't another payment on top of the two payments I got.
Yeah, no, I understand that completely. So, obviously, I think what we want to do is get something that allows you to pay both of those off. That's our goal as well. We don't like having, you know, customers having to make multiple payments to other companies, right?
Right.
So we want to get you in on one. But you know, I've been honest with you the whole time, right? So I'm not going to stop doing that. You know, so it's going to be a stretch to get that full approval. I'm going to absolutely shoot for it. But it will be a stretch. If I can't get it, I'll try to find something that will at least get you what you need without putting too much of a burden on you, but allow you to get more in a short period of time.
All right. Well, you know, every one of these people that I got the assistant ones on, that's exactly what they say to start out.
And oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna make sure you got it in writing and it's all clear for you, because I know that the people you're dealing with right now, that's not the case.
Right. And that's what I need. I need everything I got is so such of a short term that you're paying back a lot, you know?
Yeah. I want to shoot to stretch out the term as long as possible, because obviously the issue that we have, I know from dealing with you before, that the issue was there's just not a lot of cash cushion, so you're getting stretched thin. Sometimes it can drop down in the negative. I want to try to get that to stop.
I'm going to probably end up doing some of that today. That's why I'm out collecting, so I can try and stop that from
happening. Oh, I see, yeah.
Right, I'm going and calling on some of these accounts and collecting premature. So, you know, that ain't good, you know?
Yeah. Hey. Let me give you some advice here. When we get to the point, like if I can get you an approval and it's all good to go and ready to fund, we gotta have the bank account in the positive. So if you can do whatever you can to keep it there, it's gonna help us.
I'm gonna sure try.
Yeah.
I am sure gonna try, but today is gonna be a rough day. I can go ahead and tell you, I'm forecasting that. Tomorrow it'll pop right back up. It depends on how a couple of
people
pay me with a credit card or if they pay me with a check. It's going to go into red today and it'll climb out tomorrow.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
All right.
We'll do the best with it, and I'll do my best to push it along and get you some sort of clear answers. All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Wayne.